Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro, and today our guests are Christina Ashby, director, and Scott Heverling and David Powell, who are actors in a show called Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead, which opens tonight at Out North. Well, welcome, people.
Hey there.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And what in the world is this play all about?
Well, basically, it's the retelling of the Peanuts characters in high school and all of the trials that they go through in their life all started when the main character, CB,
Charlie Brown.
Actually, the reason why he's named CB is because the playwright didn't have the copyright laws to make it
the permission
to make him Charlie Brown. So they had to change all of the names in the show. Mm-hmm. But like, there's a lot of allusions to the comic strip and the movies, or in the television specials. Bert V. Royal.
Okay. Well, that sounds really interesting. So it's kind of like a spoof. It's like a postmodern take on the Charlie Brown and what happens after they get out of elementary school
and
their difficult, turbulent, hilarious teenage years.
Exactly.
Not so hilarious.
No, it sounds... Well, I think that's a great concept. So who here plays Charlie Brown?
That would be me, David Powell.
David Powell is Charlie Brown.
Yes.
And well, Charlie Brown is such an iconic... mythological figure in our culture. How do you translate playing not only a cartoon character, but also, well, there's a good man, you're a good man, Charlie Brown, which is a famous play, which I've never seen. But, but I've seen the specials, you know, of course, Charlie Brown Christmas and everything.
Who hasn't?
But now you're playing Charlie Brown, like, after, you know, like, when he's kind of shaving and stuff.
Yeah, when he's, more or less all grown up, and he's going through those angsty teenage years, and, like, trying to figure himself out and figure out who he really is, because we all know who he is on through the comic strips and the TV specials and all our holidays spent in front of the TV watching what happens. But now he's going through his high school years and he's got a few questions that he needs to answer for himself to figure out who exactly he is.
That's great. And what do you play?
I play Schroeder. Or Beethoven is the character in the play. But so I play the piano player.
And do you still play on the little toy tinkly piano?
No, we actually got a piano for me to play on.
So there's music in the play?
Yes.
There's music? Oh, that's it sounds great. Schroeder has always been my favorite character.
And you kind of look like him.
I tried my hardest.
You do, yeah. It's kind of like really good casting, Christina.
Thank you.
Both these guys are easy to draw.
Yes.
and Christina, you're directing?
Yes, I am.
So how long – is this a full two-act play?
No, actually, it only runs about an hour and between – yeah, an hour and 15, 20 minutes, I think, we've been running. So it's a one-act show, no intermission.
And as everybody else is like Lucy in it and Peppermint Patty and Pigpen.
Yes, there's Pigpen. His name is Matt this time. Marcy is named Marcy in the show. And I haven't quite figured out why he kept her name. But Peppermint Patty is called Trisha. And then Sally's also in it, and so is Lucy. But then they're just called CB Sister and Van Sister. Oh, and Linus is named Van.
Wow, what's the pedigree on this play? When did it come out and where was it?
I honestly don't know. It's a pretty recent play.
It was like early 2000, I think.
Yeah.
It was like one of these off-Broadway darling plays that ran.
Yeah, it made it off-Broadway, and I think it won a couple GLAAD awards too.
Oh.
Yeah.
GLAAD?
The
Is that the off-Broadway award?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's a contemporary play award, isn't it?
I asked who wrote it because Shotzi wrote one for the Overnighters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And grown up.
Oh, really?
Characters.
Yes, she did.
A year or two ago.
it was actually,
and I loved it, but a lot of people didn't get it.
It actually took. I actually went to go see that overnighters, and I was like, and I was confuddled. I couldn't figure out what the whole show was about until someone had to explain them. Like, oh, and then I hear about this show, and I was like, did Shotzi write this play?
Yeah, that was my reaction too.
But I was misinformed.
Huh. So you say there's music in the play? Are there songs?
No, it's just piano playing.
Okay.
That's all the music, and then scene change music.
Is it like that cool, like Vince Guaraldi? You know, like is it a takeoff on that? You know, like the Christmas special.
No,
that music.
No, it's not. Scott actually plays the music in the show.
So you do play.
I do play the music in the show.
This is interesting. I take it that there is a plot to this play that each person develops his character and comes to some conclusion, some way step on life from where he was to begin with it.
Yeah.
This could be a very interesting play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the catalyst for the play is the death of CB's dog. And so CB is trying to figure out the meaning of life and, like, what mm-hmm. happens after you die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my next question about the Snoopy character. Mm-hmm. It's just called the dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he have a dog in the name?
Nope.
His play? Name?
Dog.
It's just dog.
It's just my dog.
Okay. He just talks about his dog.
Yeah. Well, that in real life, I guess that would be a pretty traumatic event, which would cause some kind of a psychic break in a young person.
Yeah.
You know, which is why it's nice to have pets, because hopefully they take the hit before a human does. In case you're just joining us right now, we're talking about a very interesting play, which is opening at Out North tonight. It's called Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead. And we're talking to director Christina Ashby, Scott Heverling, and David Powell, who are a couple of actors in this play. With you, how you guys, were you all fans of Charlie Brown growing up? Or did you think it was lame or old-fashioned or just something in the paper that you ignored?
I read some of the comic strips, and mostly I watched the specials. I remember the one where they were having a race with cars, and Charlie Brown won, and he won a haircut, and he got really upset. And, like, because I think his dad is a barber or something like that. And I remember that one, like, watching that one over and over again. And, of course, I've seen, like, the Halloween one and then the Christmas one.
The Great Pumpkin.
Yeah, that's the one I remember the most.
Yeah, I actually never read any of the comics, but, of course.
For shame.
I know. I feel kind of bad about it.
No,
the
you
show.
Shouldn't. I mean,
yeah.
I never got it. When I first came across it and I saw it on, like, lunchboxes and stuff, like, in the fifth or sixth grade, it was kind of very sophisticated to me because the kids mm-hmm. were, like, deadpan. They all sounded kind of depressed. and this whole kind of this kind of depressed, like, low-key, you know, went on to, like, become, like, Napoleon Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it started, I think Charles Schulz invented this kind of different vein of entertainment for young people. But basically, it's an adult's comic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, well, it never was aimed at children to begin with. It isn't really about children. It's about adults. He just, in the way that some cartoonists use dogs or cats or Mickey
Mice.
Mouse to represent
adult
people. He chose children to, but the problems they have and with each other. I'm a fan from way back, but I'm of a generation that read the comics, and I still do. Even though it's all reruns, I still enjoy it.
He's been dead for a while, Charles,
because it's quite subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It is not
very
obvious,
subtle.
So
yeah.
I could understand children not
exactly
not getting it.
Totally. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Yeah, as a kid, I didn't get it. You know, like psychiatric help, 5 cents. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to. You know, I couldn't read that word.
Psychiatric.
Yeah. What is I? You know. Do you have, like, that trombone in it? Is there a callback to that? You know, with the teacher.
There,
I thought that was great. You know.
Yeah. There is. There is a callback to it in one of the earlier scenes. The character of Trisha talks about that's how her teacher sounds, is when she's mimicking her teacher, that's how she sounds. And then in the actual script, there's written in, at the later scene, they're all in a counselor's office, and there's the teacher talking, like, as a trombone. But I took that out because I was afraid it was going to be too comical in that moment.
Uh-huh.
So...
So when you get a fresh script like this and you've never seen it, where did you stumble onto it and what made you want to direct this?
Okay, well, I actually saw it at the American College Theater Festival in Laramie, Wyoming, in the spring of 2008, I want to say. I didn't see the whole show, but I saw just a scene from it, and I was really intrigued because they had a lot of allusions to the comic strip, and I was like, that's kind of interesting. So I bought it off of Amazon and read it, and it's really one of the only plays that made me laugh out loud and then cry at the end. So, like, that's why I wanted to do it. It was pretty
intense. A good play.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. Yeah. And you know, getting all their, like, coming-of-age adult-type problems, is this something that children could see? Or is it, like, is there, like, venereal diseases in it and unwanted pregnancies and drug addiction?
Yeah, there's a lot of mature themes. So we definitely want... to warn people that, you know, if they can't handle that sort of thing, don't come. But, you know, do find other people who can handle it and tell them to come. So we want to make, like, high school up, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a comedy. It's funny. And then it's...
And then it's a drama.
Then it's, you know, has some dramatic elements.
And then it's a comedy. And then it's a drama.
Yeah, yeah. So, David, is this like one of your first big, big roles? I mean, Charlie Brown. Oh, CB, I should say.
CB.
CB, that's kind of a, you know, big thing.
I don't think... I've done other shows, and I've done other leading roles. I had the opportunity to, in 2007, to go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and portray Moby Dick... the whale.
Is that with Perseverance?
Yeah, no. It was actually with West High. It was part of the American High School Theater Festival that goes to Edinburgh, Scotland. And doing that show, taking on a somewhat iconic role, but not really, because this was a whale who rollerbladed on stage and then rollerbladed off. But then having to do this, like, American icon that is Charlie Brown / CB... It was an honor, but, like, kind of a little bit scary. But
it would be, because everybody has this, you know, preconceived notion of what he had. So you got, like, you know, some big T-shirt to fill.
Yeah.
Do you wear those, like, goofy, like, you know, like, adult Walmart type clothes?
Elements of the characters' outfits are on each character, but. A grown-up version. So, I mean, it's not just like a T-shirt with a zigzag. I mean, I didn't just mark her it out.
So you two young men, you're out of high school and are you taking at UAA now?
Yes.
Yeah. And in the theater department?
Yeah.
Yes.
Both of you. Okay, good. Glad to hear it.
And Christina, you are graduating this year?
I already graduated.
Oh, good.
Last May.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great. And you graduated with a degree in...
A degree in theater with honors.
Nice. All right. And are you going on to pursue a master's degree or something?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm going to audition for some grad schools in the spring.
As an actress?
Or as an actress, yeah.
And what about your directorial career?
I hope to do both. I'll just say that.
Where's a good school to go? What are you thinking about?
Anywhere that will take me at this point.
She's not picky.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, that's about all we have time for. Thanks so much for listening. We've been talking to Christina Ashby and Scott Heverling and David Powell, talking about a play that opens tonight at Out North, Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Valley Performing Arts presents Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, which opens Friday, September 11th, and runs through October the 4th at VPA's Makatans Theater. Showtimes are Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m., with Sunday matinees at 3 p.m. For tickets and or more information, call 373-0195. That's 373-0195. Or go to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
And at Out North, Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead, opens tonight and runs Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sundays at 4 p.m. through September 13th. That's at Out North Theater. For tickets and info, go online to outnorth.org or call 279-8099. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.